All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
Now, as we meet again on Active FM Studios with myself, Andrew Falazi Wahahomu, thank you so much for tuning in. We know that you are part of our family now, and we really do appreciate that. It's February, and it's exciting. This is the love month, and I was actually looking at a very funny quote from one of the old and brilliant-minded scientists of all times, is Albert Einstein. It's saying, gravitation is not responsible for people falling in love. And I'm giving you this quote because this is February and it's the month of love. Actually, February, Valentine's, it's actually tomorrow. So I'm so excited about that because we're going to be having amazing things that are happening tomorrow. Exciting news never end on The Void Show, because The Void Show has now its own new official Facebook page. It's at The Void Show with Andrew. Make sure that you search that. The handle is at The Void Show with Andrew. Make sure that you search that on the Facebook and you like the page. You follow the page so that you do not miss any episode from The Void Show family. On the other hand, you can search us on our website, Active FM website station. It's www.activefm.co.za. That is where you will get all the shows from Active FM, different presenters with different energy levels. Amazing news. You've got different kinds of shows, sports, music, quiet times, science, and a lot more. So make sure that you get to that website and you search what we're speaking about today. Broadcasting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, you surely have seen what we're speaking about today. The title is How Do We Know What We Know? Now, a lot has been said in science, particularly about, we're speaking about black holes, we're speaking about cosmology, astrophysics, and many branches of science as well. But the question that we want to know today is, how do we know what we know? Supernovas, everything that has been studied in science up to this point, how did we know it? I mean, what do we do to study it? And in studio for that, we have a very special guest who has actually become a family to The Void Show. He's been here and this is actually his third time. He is directly from the heart of the Free State, but now studying Bachelor of Sciences in Astronomy and Astrophysics. I'm going to give you this ad, and right after this, he's joining us on The Void Show.
Active FM. Christ, music is heart music.
Active FM, The Void Show. Now, I did mention that we are speaking about how do we know what we know, especially in the astrophysics, in cosmology. We are speaking the universe. We will be joined by a very special guest who's going to be taking on a journey with us, of course, through the deep space. He is coming from the University of Witwatersrand. He is doing his final year in astronomy and astrophysics. It's actually his third time joining us, and he's part of ProMeds, Kutlwanong, the Center for Science and Maths, and he is part of the Golden Key. And now he is an author of the book that is still in progress called The Essence of Knowledge. My name is Andrew Falazi Wahahomu. Make sure that you search us on at The Void Show with Andrew. Mr. Karabo Mosala, thank you so much for joining us on Active FM, The Void Show.
No, thank you for having me.
It's always great to have you here. I mean, this is actually your third time being here, and you can just imagine why I keep inviting you to this show. It's because we are excited, we are thrilled to hear what you have to say to us this year.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Happy New Year, after all.
Happy New Year to you too, and the family as well.
Yes, yes. And one thing, congratulations, you are actually doing your final year of your undergrad. How is the pressure?
Well, the pressure is too much, but then we first got in, like, into the program knowing what to expect, so it's not that big.
Wow, that's it's actually amazing. I have a lot of things to speak about with you now. It's New Year. We want to know a lot of what science has for us this year. And exciting news, you were here actually last year and you spoke about your book. I think you only began to write it last year, The Essence of Knowledge. So I'm so excited to be speaking about this. But first thing first, what does the field of science has for us this year?
Well, we have so many things in store, but then I think the ones that are like important to us and to the communities that we live in is the ones that we can surely observe and know about them, like, to this point.
Yes.
So we have things like the lunar eclipse.
Are you saying that we're having a lunar eclipse this year?
Yeah, we're having a lunar eclipse this year. But then I'm not sure about the details, because you can have a lunar eclipse, but then it can only be observed at certain places. So I'm not sure if here in South Africa we are going to be observing it or what. But then it's going to be happening on the 4th of July somewhere there.
4th of July. Yes. Somewhere else in the world.
Yes.
Oh, is that the only thing that's happening this year? I mean, the field of science, astronomy and astrophysics, are we expecting any interesting things that are going to be happening?
Yeah, and in a long time since this has happened, this year the moon will be passing in front of Mars.
Is it?
Yes.
So you mean like we'll be seeing the planet Mars and the moon just passing in front of it?
Well, not just like as close as I am, but then with instruments that can magnify it to be large, then we can see it.
That is great, and I cannot wait. Do you know when will that be happening?
I'm not sure about the dates,
but that is absolutely one thing that's amazing.
Yes, it's something that we can just look forward to this year.
And I think it's also one thing, funny fact. Not really funny, but then interesting and exciting thing to be in the field of astronomy and astrophysics, because you get to see these things happening and it's just amazing for them to be seeing them.
Yeah, it's something big and important to us.
So it's a new year, and I hope I did say Happy New Year. What's happening? I mean, in the field of astronomy and astrophysics and cosmology, you mentioned them. Do we have? I mean, we know that as the humans, we celebrate what we call a new year. So is there any special physical significance that's happening in the universe in terms of astronomy and astrophysics?
Well, a year. Firstly, you have to understand what a year is before you can even start and depicting how important or how amazing it is to the field. So a year we can measure it. Like in astronomy, we call it the sidereal year.
Yes.
That simply means we just measure the orbit of the Earth around the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Relative to a certain star. Because obviously you cannot say something is moving until you take reference to something. So, yeah, a year is just a full orbit around the Sun relative to a certain star.
So do you think a lot of people know this, that we actually have a year because of actually a long history in science? And actually, I mean, if the Earth is going around the Sun and it's completing a full cycle, do you think a lot of people know this, that that's why it's called a year?
Well, due to the amount of information that people can access nowadays, I can pretty sure they have an idea of what's going on, but then they don't fully know the dynamics behind that, on how a full cycle is measured relative to something.
And you are mentioning one thing again, relative to something. Why is that always important, that especially or in particularly in the field of science, we always have to have things relative to each other?
Okay, for example, let's say I am sitting next to you.
Yes.
And sitting next to you, I'm stationary relative to you.
Oh yeah.
For you to see that I am moving, there has to be a change in distance between us.
Yes, definitely.
But then in that case, we are like, the scales are less, because it's only me and you. But then when you talk about what happens in the universe,
yes,
we are talking about larger scales. So you have to first pick up a point where you can take it, like where you can take it as reference, so that you can say, okay, relative to this point, we have moved this far.
Otherwise, you can't just keep moving through the universe without any point that you are referencing with.
You, from your frame, like from your frame, you can be moving, but then someone who is at a different frame cannot necessarily see that you are moving until they pick up a point and then say, okay, relative to this in space, you are moving.
Exciting. Remember that we are joined in studio by Mr. Karabo Musala, right from the heart of the Free State, which is a province in South Africa. And right now he is in Gauteng, Johannesburg, studying a Bachelor of Sciences in Astronomy and Astrophysics. Make sure that you find us on Facebook. It's /ActiveFM777. Now, Mr. Karabo, last year we had the very first picture of a black hole being found, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm thinking, because we've been speaking about black holes for a very, very long time. But now, why did we only have to see the picture, popping up last year? And congratulations to some of the South African scientists who actually joined in the picture that was found last year. So if you can just answer that question, why?
Well, we have to, like, we first have to understand how, what is a black hole, and how we have been knowing about it even before the picture was released. So here, let me just dedicate this to someone who did like a great job behind everything that we know about black holes nowadays, which is the late Dr. Stephen Hawking. So everything that we have been knowing about a black hole, about black holes and whatsoever, is firstly understanding what is a black hole. So a black hole is a point in space, a hole in space, by which there is like the highly strong gravitational fields. So we've been knowing about them due to studying the gravitational waves that we have in space. So if we can say at this point we have strong gravitational effects, then we can surely say there is something there that's causing the gravitations.
And now you are mentioning a point of strong gravitational fields. Are you trying to say that in the universe we've got different strengths of the gravitation fields? Could they be maybe different strengths of the gravity?
Okay, let's take it in this way.
Yes.
Let's say we choose a point in space where we have, like, we absolutely have nothing. We remove everything around that point. The strength of the, like, the gravitational strength at that point is the gravitational strength that is way different from the ones that we feel here on Earth. Yes, so gravitation works in a way that still goes to the relative thing. Gravity is being produced by mass, so you have to have a mass in order to have gravitational fields. So a strong gravitational field that simply says we have more mass.
Very, very interesting. So somebody asked me this question a few days ago, and they were like, in space we don't have gravity. What do you have to say on that?
Well, we do have gravity.
Yes.
Okay, let me say this.
Yeah.
In space, we don't randomly have gravity. There are points in space where there is no gravity.
Yes.
But then there are points.
Oh, so there are points in space where there's like zero gravity.
Well, I wouldn't say it's zero, completely zero, because we have things like dark matter.
Oh, very interesting. Yes.
Yes. So you cannot say that we have absolutely zero gravity on, like, in space.
Yes. But now, why, when astronauts are in space, why are they floating?
Well, that's the effects of weightlessness.
Oh, weightlessness.
Yes.
What is weightlessness? What is being weightless?
Okay, so let's say we take the moon and Earth, and then we send an astronaut from Earth to the moon. But then in between the like strictly at the center like of the path from Earth to the Moon, there is a point where the gravitational effects of the Earth and of the Moon completely balances.
Oh yeah.
So at that point, we experience weightlessness. That simply means we have no weight, because weight, as I said, that weight is a product of gravitational fields.
Yes.
Gravitational fields is a product of mass. So at that point, we have a distribution of mass that's almost the same. So we have no gravitational effects as such.
Hmm. We are speaking about how do we know what we know. And if you've just scrolled to this point, make sure that you go back to the beginning and, of course, hear what we were speaking about in studio. So, Mr. Karabo Musala, this is a very interesting question. A lot has been discovered in the field of science, in the field of astronomy in more particular. So, the question is, how do we know what we know thus far?
We know what we know based on observations.
Huh.
We know what we know based on investigations.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So observations. What kind of observations are you speaking about here? If you can just make some examples, few examples for us on that point.
Okay. Like as the ancient scientists were doing.
Yes.
In specific, like specifically, we can quote Galileo Galilei. For him, he already had models of how Earth, or how everything in the solar system is placed, or how everything in the universe is placed. Because before him, they believed that Earth was the center of the universe.
But that is very exciting thing, yes.
but due to observations that he made, he figured that no, Earth is not the center of the universe. The sun does not orbit Earth. We orbit the Earth. We orbit the sun. So it's based on taking what you know, placing it into observations, and then knowing which one is which one.
I am thinking that, you know, when you are now coming to this point of actually they had believed in the past that the Earth was the center of the universe, and they came, you know, they believed everything was orbiting Earth and all that, which takes me to a point of the cosmological principle that our place in the universe is not really special at all. What's your view on that point?
It is not special because... like, there are so many things, interesting things that we don't know that they are happening out there or what.
Yes.
It's just, the cosmological principle just say that we, at the point where we are not special.
Hmm.
We, like, as far as we know, we can have a civilization somewhere that also think that they are special. So you just say, in the universe, there is no special place.
Hmm. So there is no special... if you can go to like huge distances away from Earth, it's not a special place. It's the same as anywhere else.
Yes.
That is exciting. So, Mr. Karabo Musala, I'm going to go for a music session right now. And right after this music session, I want us to, you know, dig deep to the book that you are currently writing, The Essence of Knowledge. And I did really see that you are speaking about before the beginning of time and all those interesting things. And for that, I'm going to play you out there listening to The Void Show, this very special gem from Active Worship, saying Endless Victory. It says before the beginning of time. It's very special, and I'm also playing it for you, Mr. Karabo Musala. So please enjoy this song. The Void Show has now its own official Facebook page. It's at The Void Show with Andrew. Find us on iTunes, our Google Podcast, and of course on YouTube. We've got movie shows there. But for now, make sure that you have this leisure time to yourself and enjoy Endless Victory.
Before the cost of redemption so high. Jesus, how great are your works. Jesus, how profound your thoughts. Overwhelming love overwhelms my heart. I know you loved me from the start. I want to know you more and more. I fix my eyes on your finished word. Let my life be defined by your endless victory. Let you walk on the cross to reveal the
Listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
Album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
This is The Void Show on Active FM with myself, Andrew Falatsi Wahakgomo. And of course, that was Active Worship, our very own Active Worship, saying to you, Endless Victory. It's actually one of my favorite songs, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Joining us in studio today is Mr. Karabo Mosala from the University of Witwatersrand, completing his undergrad in astronomy and astrophysics. So thank you so much, Mr. Karabo, for being with us once more again on Active FM Studios.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and if you've just scrolled to this point, you should go back and listen to what we heard in studio. It was really very interesting, a hot atmosphere in studio today with Mr. Karabo Mosala. So before the break, the music session break, we spoke about that. I want to speak with you about the book that you're currently writing, and you were, of course, last year you spoke about this, but I believe that it has made a huge progress to this point now.
Yes, I'm done. So soon enough, I'll be done.
Okay, one thing, very first question regarding your book. What motivated you? And I think I've asked you this question before, but I really want our listener to have a feeling of what motivated you to write a book.
Well, if you look at the world that we are living in now, the communities have the ignorance on everything that's going on, especially that's everything that's been proposed in science. So with this book, I'm saying that everyone who does not ignore the facts about the universe, the facts about how we are going to, like, where we are going to and how everything started and how everything is going to end, should be in a position of accessing such material and knowing about the truth about the universe.
And thank you so much. I've actually had the honor, the privilege, you know, I don't know, whatever that could mean to you, but then I've actually had that honor of having the manuscript of the book. Thank you so much. And I've actually did go through it, and it's very, very interesting. But one thing, I'm going to ask you this. The title of the book, it's The Essence of Knowledge. And a question just arises from reading the title of the book, The Essence of Knowledge. I mean, what comes in my mind is that, can there ever be the essence of knowledge?
Yes, they can. Like, there has always been the essence of knowledge. The essence of knowledge is just saying that everything that we have, everything that we know now, we should be having it in order to apply it, and not having it in order to confess our ignorance.
What do you mean by confessing your ignorance?
Confessing our ignorance is how, like, for example, let's say there's something that's been released, the news that's been released about, let's say, we are going to collide with some asteroid. Due to the fact of not knowing first what an asteroid is, how the entire progress, like the entire process happens, is on its own ignorance. Because as people who are living on this small planet, in this gigantic universe, we should be in a place of knowing everything that's going on.
Now, I did mention that I had the opportunity, the privilege to have this book, right? Yes. And I'm not going to go through into it very much deep, because I believe you want people to go view your book. But now the question that I want to ask you is, you dedicated this book to your mother, right? Yeah. Your mother, Sarah Macy Mutswening, right? And I'm just going to read this, if you don't mind. May your soul travel peacefully both in space and in time. time among the stars and galaxies from one century to the next. May the end of time in this universe not limit the path to be traveled. Thank you for being a loving mother. So through the medium of radio waves, I can just feel the deepness of this dedication. I don't know if you've got anything that you want to say about this dedication to your mother.
Well, my mother died at, like, I was like 11 years old. So I didn't necessarily have that enough time to know her. So for the times, for those 11 years that, well, 11 years plus 9 months, that I was in her life, everything she did, everything she could do was just amazing. So this is me saying, you couldn't see what your son becomes, but through this, may your name be written or be known amongst the critics or amongst the supporters of science, that you've raised such a wonderful guy.
Wow. By my very deep condolences for that. But I believe that is really such an, a deep point and an amazing point. Where do you see yourself in the next coming years?
Well,
and this question arises because of what you just mentioned now. It's very deep and very sad about your mother. And I love this because this is going to be on air. It's going to be a podcast online and it's going to be here for so many years so that in the future, you maybe you've got children, you just make them listen to this. I mean, where do you see yourself in those years?
Well, firstly, in science, or let's say in physics specifically, we are looking at a major event that's going to change the history of humans, which is the one being led by Elon Musk, which is the journey into, like, the journey to Mars. So now, with regard to everything that's happening, in the next 3, 5, 7 years down the line, I want to be in a place of knowing that I contributed something towards this amazing quest.
Wow, wow. That is really amazing. Now, you now have a code. I actually have your WhatsApp numbers, and you've been posting a lot. I won't really say a lot of posts that you said, but some of them, I'm going to read this one that you have written on your book, and I want you to please just elaborate on this code, you know.
Yes, okay.
It says, I have traveled far beyond the stars, but I still cannot exit our beloved universe. In my mind, I see an ocean full of other universes. Karabo Musala.
Well, this is the code itself is a test of how much your mind can take. We know the universe is big, like, it's endless to what we know. But then I am saying that I know everything that I know, even beyond the stars. So my mind simply stipulates that, as the recent researches are being done, that there might be other universes that are out there that are similar to ours or distinctly different to ours. This is me saying that I have known what I have known, even to what stars can offer, to where stars are from, or to where stars end. But then I see the world of possibilities of us discovering other universes, like neighboring our universes, and possibly in the future we can hopefully exit this universe, as Stephen Hawking once stated.
On Stephen Hawking, it seems like Stephen Hawking is one of your favorite scientists.
he has done a great job,
because you actually mentioned him in this the book that you're currently writing. There is a dedication for him. Why? I mean, we've got so many scientists. I mean, Newton, we've got Albert Einstein, you know, really brilliant mind scientists. And it seems like, but you have a deep connection, a relationship with Stephen.
Well, Stephen Hawking. I am all about breaking boundaries, not setting limits to everything that humans can achieve. Stephen Hawking, towards him completing his PhD, he was diagnosed and couldn't walk, and later couldn't even talk. But even due to those instances or to those things that happened to him, he didn't say, okay, I am disabled, I can't do anything, I can't talk, I can't walk. That simply means I'm going to just give up on everything I wanted to be. He pushed. We know so many things that we know today about black holes thanks to him. So it's just like I admire the person like Stephen Hawking, like the late Stephen Hawking, because he shows that once you put your mind onto something, there shouldn't be any boundary that can stop you or anything that can limit your intelligence.
That is that's brilliant. Remember that we are having Mr. Karabo Mosala in Active FM studios right in Johannesburg, South Africa, from the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. I'm going to challenge you on this. Now, there is a quote. I was reading a book called Popular Science, and there's a quote, right? It says, perhaps the greatest scientific challenge lies in the future. And then it says, the challenge that science is harnessed for the greater good of all. What, I mean, that quote is scary, and it's really, it really makes someone to grow goosebumps. I mean, what are you thinking of such a quote? I mean, should we be afraid of what could come in the future because of science? Or should we be afraid?
Science just brings out facts. So with everything that we know from science, we can harness the dangers like the threatening climate changes that we experience now. We can, in the future, we can possibly even go beyond this earth and saying, from science, we know that at some at a certain stage of our lives or of the lives of upcoming humans or upcoming civilizations, there would be a place where everything like the sun just destructs. So we can harness from that the fact that if we are not prepared, if we are not prepared to leave this earth, there won't be any future of like for humanities. For humans, not humans.
For humans. I do get that. Now, a point that I want to take actually from part of what I've read in The Essence of Knowledge. Human intelligence can never have a boundary.
Yes.
That's actually one of the last points that I'm going to ask you. Human intelligence can actually never have a boundary. What made you say this?
Well, there are so many things that we have learned in the past. There are so many things that we are learning now. And there are so many things I'm sure that we are still going to be, like, to be learning. So that just says, like, intelligence cannot be limited by anything. So we can move. We can move with intelligence. We can break any limit. We can break any boundary.
But I believe intelligence by definition can actually mean a lot more. What do you think intelligence is?
Well, intelligence is just the ability to adapt, to change.
Interesting.
To everything that comes our way.
Now, one very last point before I end the show. There is a last section, I hope, in the book. It's God or Science. This is a very touchy, intriguing topic that one could actually ever speak about in the whole wide world. What are you telling us with God and science in this, The Essence of Knowledge?
Well, most people think that or know or believe that God and science are two separate things. But then trust me, when you go deep into science, when you dive deep into science, we can take the fact of the existence of God so importantly. So this is just saying there is nothing like God or science.
Yes.
These things, they are interrelated. That simply means that we can relate them in any way. So there, I'm just showing that we have been ignoring the fact that science and God go hand in hand. This is the proof that I'm going to bring.
That's I cannot wait for the release of this book. I cannot wait. I'm hoping to be one of the very first persons to actually buy the book. Now, why do you think people separate God and science?
Well, everything that they know or everything that they believe that they know.
Mm.
For example, there are so many scientists that disregarded the fact of the existence of God, which is like completely wrong.
Yes.
Completely wrong, because when you go deep into science, there is a certain place or there is a certain point where we can no longer explain everything according to science. But then if you include God to the picture,
it makes sense.
Everything becomes incredible.
I think a lot of people deny that, right?
Yes, they do.
Wow. I am actually thinking of coming up with a topic, and I'm hoping to invite you. I'm going to bring a bunch of scientists to actually come and discuss God and science. I'm hoping for you to come and join us again.
Yes, it would be a pleasure.
This is Mr. Karabo Mosala, right from the heart of the Free State, who's of course studying his final year at the University of Witwatersrand in astronomy and astrophysics. Mr. Karabo Mosala, I don't know if you've heard any last words that you want to say. Not like you're dying, but you know, anything that you want to say before I end the show.
Well, humans are a very powerful civilization, but then everything that has been going on, the ignorance part is making our world weak. So instead of ignoring everything that's happening, whether you're in humanities, you're in biology, you're in whatever, you still live in this universe. So try by all means and know everything about this. It's an amazing quest.
I don't want to end this show, but now, Mr. Karabo, any social media platforms are for our listener at home wanting to have contact with you?
Well, on Facebook, yes. It's Karabo Mosala.
Karabo
Mosala. That's the most active one.
Mr. Karabo, thank you so much for joining us on The Void Show, Active FM. I am really hoping to have you once more again.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to create this topic, God and Science, and I want you to be there.
It would be a pleasure.
Mr. Karabo Mosala joining us in studio. And if you've just scrolled to this point, make sure that you go right to the beginning and hear what we had in studio. Exciting news. The Void Show, remember, has its now own official Facebook page. The handle is at The Void Show with Andrew. Make sure that you also find us on Twitter. It's at ActiveFM. I have traveled far beyond the stars, but I still cannot exit our beloved universe. In my mind, I see an ocean of other full universes. Karabo Mosala. Right after this, I am closing.
Hi, this is Kyle, and you're listening to Active FM.
The Void Show with myself, Andrew Falazi Wahahom, when apparently we have came to an end of our show. But the question that I always ask is, what did you learn today? We had Mr. Karabo Mosala from the University of Witwatersrand, who was actually joining us in studio, and he shared a lot of things, sad moments, happy moments, and again, one of his future plans. What is he going to be doing in the future? Make sure that you find Active FM on social media platforms. It's Instagram, it's at ActiveFM777, Facebook /777, and remember that The Void Show now has its own new Facebook official page. The handle is at The Void Show with Andrew. You can find other movie shows on the YouTube, and our website, it's www.activefm.co.za. for me, myself, and I am going out of this place, and I really did enjoy. But remember the question, what did you learn? I feel like I should read this quote again. It's, I have traveled far beyond the stars, but I still cannot exit our beloved universe. In my mind, I see an ocean full of other universes. From Active FM, I will see you same time, same place, right here next week.
Active FM, Friday, this is hot music.